time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off once again for a whirl round Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. When problems arise, most ministry men know just what steps to take. Great big long ones in the opposite direction. But the General Assistance Department is always ready to advise others.
A telex from the Foreign Office one. They're anxious for our decision.
Well, I don't like to hurry this, too. A false move could be disastrous.
Why don't we move forward over here, you see? We could take their bishop with our rook.
Well done, sir. Yes, telex that move at once. This is becoming quite a good game of chess.
We might even win this one.
Why not? The Foreign Office aren't all that clever. I believe those first 60 games were a fluke.
General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb fluking, speaking.
Pitkin here.
It's the Permanent Undersecretary.
Oh, glory, what a pest that man is. Hello, Sir Gregory, what a pest. What a pleasant surprise, sir.
It's about Cecil. Everything all right at your end?
At my end, Sir Gregory?
You've read my memo, of course.
Oh, of course, Sir Gregory. Yes, well, we always read your memo, sir. Yes, a model of clarity and pith.
Indeed. In that case, you'll know that Cecil arrives in your office today. I rang to check you're prepared.
Thank you, sir. And do give my regards to Lady P. Oh, dear, we've been cut off here. Well, is everything organized for Cecil, too?
Hey, who's Cecil?
Well, it was all in Sir Gregory's memo. I hope you read it.
Oh, yes, of course. But I can't quite recall all the details. Mildred, would you come in a minute? Mildred's sure to know.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. Here I am.
Mildred, that memo from Sir Gregory about Cecil.
Cecil?
Don't tell me you didn't read it.
Oh, I read it, Mr. Lamb, but I don't remember what it said. I'll get on to the cleaning lady, see if she knows anything.
No. We haven't time for that, Mildred. Sir Gregory's very anxious about Cecil, and he'll be here in a minute, and we must find the memo.
Look in that tray, Mildred.
In, out, or pending?
Tea. There's some papers under that saucer.
Right. Oh, yeah, I reckon this is it. To General Assistance Department, Subject Cecil.
Ah, yes, let me see. This is to inform you that... Oh, good gracious.
Well, too, who is Cecil? One of Sir Gregory's nephews who couldn't get a job in industry?
Cecil isn't a he at all. He's an it.
What?
It's CECIL, Central Electronic Computer Information Liaison. An electronic brain, and it's to be kept here.
Nonsense. I won't have brains in my office.
It seems you'll have to. It's being installed today, and they're sending a Miss Sharp to show us how to use it.
Good Lord, what's that noise?
It came from the outer office.
Steady, you clumsy idiots. Aren't you used to handling delicate equipment?
It must be Cecil.
Good grief, it's enormous.
Watch what you're doing, man. If you drop it again, there'll be trouble. We must be thankful your foot was there to break its fall last time. And what are you gaping at, young man?
You must be Miss Sharp.
Certainly. Now, don't get in the way. We have to find a suitable place to install Cecil. Ah, that should do nicely. That disused little cubbyhole through there.
But that's my office.
Was it indeed? Right, you men, bring it through here.
But, Miss Sharp...
By Jove, it's almost lunchtime. I'm sure you can cope with this, too.
But one, you can't leave now. Oh, he can.
Cecil is now fully installed and ready to function.
Really? Mr. Crawley.
Now, as you know, a computer is basically an answering machine. Feed the facts correctly, state your requirements clearly, and Cecil will solve any logical problem.
Yes. Would he care for a cup of tea?
Don't be facetious, Mr. Lamb, and kindly see that no tea is ever spilt on the computer. Cecil's mechanism is extremely fragile, and his balance is delicate.
I know the feeling.
Do you smoke?
Not just now, thank you.
I am not offering you one, man. I want to stress there's to be no smoking in this office. While Cecil is here, the air must be free of all impurities.
I suppose it's all right if we breathe now and then.
As long as you take precautions. When using the computer, it's best if you wear this surgical mask. Now, have you any questions, Mr. Crawley?
Is this...